Hello and welcome to our Science Talks program with Isagenix. My name is Kirsty Cody, your host. Thanks for listening in today. Today's topic is awesome as it really focuses on cleanse days. What really happens on cleanse days when it comes to your body internally? And as many of you know, Isagenix is 15 and a half years old. We're going into our 16th birthday at the beginning of this next year. And I have to say that that all these products work synergistically together to really help your body when it comes to cleansing and nourishment. And Lindsay Ganant is with us today to share all of the ins and outs when it comes to your body and what's going on internally. And it's kind of fun because, like I said, here we are 15 years later and we know even more today than we did then when it comes to what's happening and, of course, what's driving these significant results when people go on a 30-day system. So Lindsay is, she's awesome. She's been a part of our research and science team for over 2 years now. She is a registered dietitian nutritionist. She also has her master's degree in human nutrition. You may have seen her at Isagenix events, sharing the stage with some of her colleagues, talking about science and the body. She also participates in Ask a Nutritionist booth. So we're just so grateful for her and her contribution. So with that, Lindsay, welcome.
Thank you so much. And I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to get to come on and talk about one of my favorite Isagenix related topics is cleanse days.
Can you believe it? We've been doing this for 15 years. The Cleanse for Life has been around for almost 16 years. And let me tell you, Lindsay, if you've not heard stories, it didn't taste too hot in the beginning years.
I think I've heard all the stories.
Oh my gosh. I remember, you know, going on my first 9 day, and I'm telling you, like when you get into day 8 and 9, your last 2 days of your, of cleansing after, you know, 2 days of cleanse, 5 days of shakes, 2 days of cleanse, those days 8 and 9, they're so tough. They were so tough. And now it's like, I cleanse like a friggin' champ. I love cleanse days. Of course we're doing it a little bit different, but the results are still the same, if not better. And so it's pretty exciting to see the evolution of our cleanse days.
You know, and I think we're going to continue to see even greater evolution of cleanse days as we get more and more science behind our products and as our really, you know, talented people working together to find ways to do things that make cleanse days easier, like making the very nutrient-dense botanical ingredients in Cleanse for Life taste better than when they started, right? Mm-hmm. These things they're very potent, and they have a very kind of botanical flavor. And I think some of the first flavors, what did we have, like a tropical flavor to begin with? And now we have this natural, rich berry, tastes kind of like this fruity, herbal tea.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to love, I'll say.
That's right. There were two different flavors of Cleanse for Life. I totally forgot about that. Yeah, there was a berry and a tropical. And I definitely preferred the berry more. I love the berry now in the powder form. It is my favorite. It kind of reminds me of bubblegum. It's a little bit bubblegum flavored. And the flavoring science is so amazing these days. And to be able to take those concentrated, potent herbs, like what you were talking about, and put it in a form that we can actually, that's pleasing to the palate, it's amazing. It's amazing. And hey, before we get into what's going on internally in the body on cleanse days, I just want to kind of start off this. There's, if you walk into a health food store and you go down the detox cleansing aisle, I can't believe how many products are on the market. And of course, then there's the things that float around on the web where you can put together your own ingredients like maple syrup, cayenne pepper, lemon, that kind of a thing. But maybe you can share with everybody to start off with, what is the difference between our cleansing process versus other regimes out there?
You know, I think that's an important difference to bring up right in the beginning. So to start, an Isagenix cleanse day is a type of nutritionally supported way to practice intermittent fasting, and it's designed to help you feel nourished and energized rather than kind of deprived or run down. on a cleanse day, your goal is to significantly limit the calories you consume for a period of 1 or 2 days based on your personal preference each week while you're receiving that nourishment from Cleanse for Life. And I really want to highlight that unlike most cleansing products or products that you find in the health store, the health food store that, you know, have that claim to have that cleansing benefit, there are absolutely no diuretics or laxatives involved. This is a type of nutritional cleansing. They're all about allowing your body a chance to rest and recharge. And that would be one of the things that sets Isagenics apart in terms of cleansing.
Okay, excellent. And you mentioned something about diuretics or, you know, things that are going to make you go to the bathroom actually more. But really, we have a lot of science when it comes to, it's not a diuretic when it comes to hydration and the right amount of inches and pounds being lost in the right areas in the body. For instance, true fat burning and true visceral fat reduction, correct? And this is all science-backed now.
So, you know, in terms of intermittent fasting, there is a really amazing amount of scientific backing that has come out, and that's one of the things that really has those benefits is combining that intermittent fasting with the nutritional support of Isagenics products on a cleanse day. That's what the real science backing is. So one of those benefits that happens inside your body on a cleanse day is fat burning. And, I mean, that's awesome enough of a benefit. But on a cleanse day, you not only burn fat, but you also burn the worst kind of fat, that is that visceral fat. So when you're fasting, the body mobilizes stored energy in the form of fat to provide your body with fuel. And one of the things that sets Isagenics apart and makes it unique as a nutritional company is its investment in scientific nutrition research. So as part of we actually have some research that supports the Isagenics system, and it's as part of a 10-week independent university study. We have some very strong evidence related to fat burning. So we compared people who used an Isagenics system and people who used a heart healthy whole food diet for weight loss, and some of our findings, especially with visceral fat, those who use an Isagenics system showed a significant reduction in visceral fat. That is, they lost twice as much of that unhealthy fat that surrounds your internal organs as compared to those who just followed that kind of gold standard heart-healthy diet, the kind of diet that most health professionals would coach someone to follow. So those are some of the great benefits of cleanse days for fat burning.
Okay, excellent. It's exciting, especially with people that want to lose weight and lose the right type of weight, which is burning that fat. That's really exciting news, especially for people that are just discovering Isagenics, that are just discovering cleansing for the very first time. I do want to have you add into that when it comes to fat burning. What about athletes? I mean, especially those that are pro, semi-pro, collegiate, that or triathletes, marathon runners that are already lean as it is, the last thing that they want to hear is that they're going to burn fat or that they're going to lose weight where they don't want to lose it. And so when it comes to athletes on cleanse days, you know, are they golden in the sense of what's happening with the right amounts of weight loss for them too?
So for athletes in particular, or, you know, people who are physically active, if you start out cleansing when you're leaner and have less fat to lose, there's still great benefits of cleanse days. You might customize it to meet your needs by just cleansing for a shorter period of time. Mm-hmm. So for someone who is very lean, they might only practice this cleanse day Isagenic style of intermittent fasting for, say, you know, 16 hours at a go. And they can still get great benefits for their health, but they will, you know, if they have less excess energy to go through, then they just need to shorten their cleanse days. They can still have great benefits for performance and recovery. Most athletes are concerned about staying very lean and maintaining a lean physique, and there's support there too.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. That's so good to note.
So I would like to add for our, you know, for our, while we're talking about fat burning, you know, when you're thinking it's a cleanse day, I'm going to be burning fat, it's kind of an obvious, you know, next step. Like, I've talked to plenty of folks who think that they might want to add a lot of exercise in on their cleanse day, like just, you know, max out their body's fat burning potential. And I would like to advise that while you can do some light exercise on cleanse days, heavy exercise is probably not the best choice. And that is just has to do with the goals of a cleanse day, that is to rest and recharge, allow your body a chance to repair, and also the fact that you are, because you're, you know, performing a type of fasting, that is, you're not consuming very many calories and also not a lot of other nutrients, that's part of where the benefits of cleanse days come from. You're not fueling yourself for heavy exercise and, you know, muscle recovery if you're doing a very intense training session or something like that. So for athletes or just fitness-minded people who want to work out on cleanse days, you can work out on cleanse days, but it might be good to have that as your light day or your rest day. Maybe you do, you know, maybe that's your day for stretching and recovery, for example.
I love that. Yeah. And you know what? That's a huge question. People want to know where their boundaries are on that. And it's like you said, it's they're not putting a specific type of nutrition into their body to recover on hardcore workout days. So very light exercise. So that would consist of what? A leisure walk, a stretching, maybe some light yoga, some swimming, just keep it light, but certainly not heavy weights or cardio.
No, not anything that's going to be an intense training session, you know, going for a, you know, 10K run, for example. It would be best to save that for the next day. And while you're doing a cleanse day, you know, use that time to focus on repair and recovery. That is part of, that an essential part of any training plan, is to allow your body that chance to rest and recharge.
All right. Super good to know. Let's move on to metabolism. We all know that if we have a really great paced metabolism that, you know, fat burning can be maintained and, you know, energy, food, breakdown and utilization. I mean, there's so much that goes into this, but does your metabolism improve after cleanse days?
You know, there are a lot of ways in which your metabolism kind of gets tuned up by cleanse days. In fact, I like to think of cleanse days as taking your metabolism to a gym, in the sense, or getting a workout for your metabolism. For example, while you're fasting on a cleanse day, your body becomes a lot more sensitive to the action of insulin, which is essential for maintaining that normal balanced blood sugar levels. And, you know, regularly completing cleanse days is a way to help keep your metabolism in shape. So, if you are an experienced cleanser, you can think back to maybe some of those first few cleanse days that you did. They weren't as easy, I bet, as the ones that you did, you know, maybe your second, third, or fourth time out, or if you're, you know, an experienced cleanser, the kind of cleanse days you do routinely every week is just part of your lifestyle. So in that sense, your metabolism also gets more, more in shape for helping to switch over to you using the nutrients that you've just consumed from a meal, for example, to using what you have stored. That is, you know, the body fat that you have stored. Even extremely lean people have a lot of calories stored as body fat. So having that, you know, that flexibility in your metabolism after getting it in shape really helps to have that, you know, ability to switch over and just to be able to burn different types of fuel. So that's one of the great things about cleanse days, is that they help to get your metabolism in shape.
I love hearing that. Now, I want to slide over to appetite. And this is something that's so interesting because I've experienced this. And it's like my body talks to me and says, all right, it's time for a cleanse day. For instance, after this last weekend, I must have had, I don't even know what the heck we ate, just because we were so social this last weekend. We had like pizza, like heavy foods. And I looked at Bob the other day and I said, we need to cleanse, because I find that my appetite kind of decreases a little bit. I can go longer times without it. I don't feel like I'm revving as much on the appetite area. So does appetite improve a little bit when it comes to cleansing and maybe not feeling so sluggish?
You know, that is such an interesting finding and such a new area of research. There's been only a few studies out on this, but if you're a regular cleanser, you know, and my experience kind of confirms the same thing that you've experienced in your own life, it's common to feel a lot less hungry following a cleanse day, which seems almost counterintuitive. In fact, this was such a surprising thing that So at the University of Illinois at Chicago, there's a lab where their main research focus is on this unique process of intermittent fasting and its benefits for the body. And they've run a variety of weight loss studies that involve intermittent fasting. And they kept noticing that their research participants would report, you know, I feel a lot less hungry than I'd expect, or my appetite's a lot more in control now that I've started this, you know, fasting protocol. So that they were so interested that they did a follow-up study. And what they looked at was changes in some of the hormones that influence appetite during weight loss. So there are many factors that influence a person's feelings of hunger and fullness, but these appetite-regulating hormones, such as ghrelin, or one that's called peptide YY, they're some of the key players. So ghrelin signals hunger. When your ghrelin levels are high, you feel hungry. And peptide YY is kind of that, or one of several factors that contribute to your sense of fullness and satisfaction after a meal. And as part of this research, this team found that, so they did a 10-week weight loss study on intermittent fasting, and they found that their participants, first of all, lost a significant amount of weight, but they didn't experience the expected increase in hunger that most people get when they start a weight loss diet. And the participants in this research also reported feeling greater levels of fullness and satisfaction after they ate. And they found that their appetite control hormones basically mirrored these changes. And so that is just such a fascinating and unexpected aspect of physiology that comes along with the type of intermittent fasting that is part of an isogenic cleanse day. So not everyone's going to experience a total appetite reset after their first cleanse day. But for people who integrate this into their life and do it regularly, you might start to notice that you just don't get that, you know, late afternoon munchies hit as hard as they used to hit once you've been doing cleanse days. So I just find that is a really counterintuitive but also fascinating aspect of the science behind cleanse day.
Yep, that's so cool. I love science. I love the technology and what's happening living in this day and age when it comes to the body and more specifically cleansing. I mean, we claim that it's the foundation of health and well-being. If you de-junk the body, then the body is more receptive to take on all of those amazing nutrients that you're flooding it with on shake days. And the body just becomes the miracle that it was intended to be. It's so exciting to see people's transformations and what's happening. And, you know, I want to move into the next area, and that is the the body's natural cleansing processes, because I'm sure many of you that are listening into this podcast, especially you business builders out there, when you share the cleansing technology, some people are like, well, I don't need to cleanse because the body already naturally does that. So with when it comes to science and the physiological aspect of cleansing naturally in the body, and then of course, adding in cleanse days with the Cleanse for Life and all of the cleansing components, what is your take on this?
Well, you know, first of all, it's really important to highlight, you know, that yes, your body cleanses itself. You have a liver and kidneys to get that job done. But there's something really unique about intermittent fasting and isogenics cleanse days that help to activate an aspect of your body's own, you know, natural internal cleansing process that you really can't turn on in any other way. So within your cells, you have this metabolic process that just cleans things up. It's like the de-junking process. And it only turns on when you are fasting. So here's a way to, you know, I'll try and describe this a little bit in sort of a way that's easy to picture, you know, if you are not an advanced researcher in cell biology. But there are some processes in your cells that are kind of put on hold while your body is managing a continual flow of nutrients from frequent meals and snacks. You know, when you think about it, most of us, you know, have something to eat every few hours, almost around the clock, you know, when you start in the morning for breakfast, mid-morning snack. In fact, most people have kind of an all-day grazing sort of pattern. And even when you're making healthful food choices, anytime that you consume more than your body needs at any one time, it can lead to a backup of excess nutrients for your metabolism to manage. And then when additional nutrients arrive in the bloodstream after you've eaten a snack or meal, they take priority over what's already been put away in storage. So if you never give your body a break from all-day eating, it can lead to some backups and problems for your metabolism, and that's one of the factors that can result in weight gain over time. So when you take a break from constant all-day eating, such as what you do when you're on following an isogenics cleanse day, some of these processes within your cells become activated. And one of these processes, it's called autophagy, although that's less important. We usually talk about it as your cellular cleansing. This process kind of goes through and cleans up the old, worn out, or obsolete components within your cells that have just been set aside for recycling, basically. And if there's constant nutrients coming in from that next meal or snack, you never get around to cleaning that up. And I like to think of it kind of like, imagine that space in your house, whether it's your garage or that closet in the spare bedroom, where you set things aside that you're going to, you know, donate or recycle, and they just pile up there and pile up there. This is on a cleanse day. You give your body that chance that, you know, that to go through and clean out that closet or empty out that garage and send those things where they need to go. So your body will recycle or break down those old worn out parts and reuse them, break them down into their essential components and make them into something new. And that process of cellular cleansing, you know, is only activated when you are fasting on a cleanse day. That's one of the most powerful things about a cleanse day for activating your body's own natural cleansing ability. In fact, last year, the researcher who identified and defined these processes won the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine. So I think that's, you know, pretty astounding. And just knowing that was so influential in biology and nutrition research and all these different areas of research, you know, going forward. That's a thing that has been part of isogenics from the very beginning in terms of an isogenics cleanse day.
Oh, that is golden science right there. I love it. It makes everybody want to go out and cut a day or two of cleansing. That's very exciting. And you know what? it makes total sense too, just to allow the body to kind of do its thing by taking a little bit of a timeout. But like you said, that it's magic only happens on cleanse days. And I know that there's more magic that happens on day two versus day one. They're both amazing, but there's a little bit more juice that's taken place in the body on day two. Now I want to talk about the cleanse days in and of itself and what you're consuming, because that has been a question that's popped up in the past of, you've got to be kidding. All I can have is the cleanse for life and some snack wafers and maybe a chocolate or two. What, you know, or a bag of Wathins throughout the day, right? Kind of divided out. So, you know, with that being said, are people getting enough nourishment on cleanse days to support body function, brain function, all of that good stuff? And let's talk about the formulation and what's going on there.
Right. So, I mean, to begin with, and I certainly understand that this is kind of a challenge to explain, right? Imagine you're saying, okay, there's this great thing. It's really good for you. All you have to do is not eat. I mean, that's a hard thing to explain from that beginning position. So, you know, a lot of the great benefits of an isogenics cleanse day come from the fact that you're fasting. The goal is to consume as few calories as possible within your personal, you know, within your personal limitations, while using those support tools that Cleanse for Life or Isobelites or isogenic snacks. But, you know, the real thing that sets an isogenics cleanse day apart is that you have all the tools you need to really control the calories that you're, you know, to achieve that essentially fasted state, but you're still nourishing your body with those health-supporting nutrients and getting all of those, you know, those botanical ingredients from Cleanse for Life to really support what your body is doing. And not only that, also to make cleanse days easier and more accessible for a greater number of people, because you have this system that has these nourishing, you know, tools to help support your body. So, you know, first, there's Cleanse for Life. So in place of food, you drink Cleanse for Life. It's this phytonutrient-rich botanical beverage. A lot of us like to describe it as like the most pumped-up herbal tea, in a sense. It is designed to support your body's natural detoxification systems that are already there, you know, just helping them to work more efficiently on a cleanse day. And it also provides a, you know, very modest targeted amount of carbohydrate to help keep you steady and provide that steady, balanced energy along with those nourishing botanicals and phytonutrient-rich, polyphenol-rich, for example, berries and things like that that are loaded up in Cleanse for Life. And then, you know, there's many ways to personalize your cleanse day by choosing the snacks or support tools that appeal most to you. Some people love to use isobelites, that is those, you know, those chocolates that really help you know, satisfy cravings and help just make cleanse days more enjoyable, for sure. Also, you know, for people who aren't so much into the sweets, we do have this other option of those different kinds of snacks that are more savory, like Wathins. And so in that option, you just take a, you know, you take that bag of Wathins and you spread it out throughout the day and just, you know, crunch on a few at a time. So those really are just the tools that help make cleanse days easier, that help give you steady energy and help you really keep those calories in a very controlled place. So, you know, that helps, helps make cleanse days available to everybody, and it makes them easier, you know, and more efficient for your body so that you can do them more frequently. We recommend that you cleanse up to 4 days a month, and you can do that either 1 day a week or 2 days back to back twice a month, spread out any way you like. So there's a lot of ways to customize that.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love that we have the snack options on cleanse days. And you know what? If you follow your guide and just follow the recommendations, you're going to do so good. For me personally, I have to put something in my body at the top of every hour. And so that looks like it's 4 servings of Cleanse for Life, 3 servings of Isagenix snacks, 2, 2, and 2, right? I do 2 chocolates on cleanse days, guys. I really do. And if you divide that out, all of those servings out from morning until the evening, you're pretty much doing something on the top of every hour. And it just helps the day go by so fast. I love the way Thins divide it out too in lieu of the snacks. Just because sometimes I feel like I need a little bit of sodium. I mean, it's a mineral that's needed in the body. And for whatever reason, I mean, just based listening to my body, I go that route sometimes too. So, I love it. I feel so light and I sleep amazing. When I go through these systems, I typically do all the time. I mean, I get sound sleep, but it's just, I don't know. You just feel so good and so supercharged. And like you've been mentioning throughout the call, it's a true reset after going through a 2-day cleanse. And last but not least, in wrapping it up, let's talk about why people don't want to do more than 2 days, because there are people out there that love cleansing. And if they had it their way, they would go 3 or 4 days because, I don't know, sometimes it kind of just takes the guesswork out of meal planning for some. But because I have heard this, it's not often that I hear it, but I do hear it. So in your opinion, you know, why?
Definitely.
Why don't we why don't we go over 2 days? Maybe share with everybody scientifically why that is.
Yeah, so that is, I'm so glad you brought that up. And, you know, for any of our listeners out there who are maybe new to cleanse days or have only tried a few, you might think, no, really, why would anyone want to just keep going? But there are definitely people who feel so great and are just ready to go. And it just makes your day incredibly easy. I like that you mentioned, you know, it makes the day just fly by. I like to plan my cleanse days for when I am really busy because it just, everything is so much easier. You don't have to worry about when to stop and take a break. You're not feeling hungry. You're just ready to go. So I think it's really important to bring this up. So your options for cleansing, we have, you know, about 1 to 2 days. Now, that's based on the timing that your metabolism goes through, you know, from that last meal to when you eat again. And the optimal time for benefit for your body is in that 1 to 2 day window. But once you go far beyond 2 days, you'll start to experience, instead of benefit, it'll be more detrimental to you. So once your body shifts over from that early fasting state that we like to optimize on an Isagenix cleanse day and into that really long-term fasted state, your metabolism shifts from, you know, that revved up state to more of a, you know, shifting down to an energy conservation state. And that, if your goal is weight loss, that'll work against you. If you've been fasting for more than 2 days, you know, I would start to worry about your nutrition and wanting to, you know, it's time to get a meal in at that point. So this is why we recommend, you know, not going beyond 2 days. And I do also want to point out that this is a, you know, your metabolism doesn't have a stopwatch that clicks. It's not watching the minutes and seconds. So this is a general, you don't need to count it hour by hour, because everyone will be depending on, you know, when you last exercised and the size of your last big meal, or, you know, all these factors that vary in you from day to day. These are kind of a general time zones. And if you cleanse for about 2 days or up to 2 days and you break the fast on the morning of that or whenever it is, depending on how you set up your schedule at that end of that 2-day period, you'll be in that definite safe zone. And if you start going much beyond that, you'll be pushing that boundary of where you'll stop receiving those benefits from a cleanse day.
Excellent. Such a great point. Wow, Lindsay, so much information. And I know we could sit here and probably talk for another 30 minutes to an hour on more, but this has been so great as far as Cleanse Day 101 in what's happening internally in the body. We really appreciate you coming on and sharing all that you did. Anything else that you can think of that needs to be shared before we let you go?
Well, I would mention that if you want to read more on Cleanse Days, we have many great articles on isogenicshealth.net. That's a resource for answering your questions or sharing articles with others who have questions on Cleanse Day.
Excellent. I love it. All right. Isogenicshealth.net is so amazing. If you've not checked it out, our gorgeous health blog, it's so well done. And you can search so many different things. But obviously, like Lindsay said, there's a cleansing tab. And also, too, you can research and nab all of our scientific research paperwork, too, on that health blog. So once you go there on that homepage in the right-hand side column, you're going to see it there, too. So just have fun with it. Spread the word. Get the information out and have fun cleansing. And again, Lindsay, thanks for being with us.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yes. And everyone listening, just make sure that your teams know where to find this podcast, isogenicspodcast.com. They can subscribe to our programs for free, take it on the go with them, and have some fun. So until next time, everyone, best of health. Take care. Bye-bye. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix's independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix's independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.